Over the last month or two, you may have been hearing a lot of talk about a sport called paddle, which possibly some of you hadn't heard before. And the reason why is that Kerry now has its first paddle centre, which launched in September. There's been a huge buzz around the whole thing. It's really up and coming activity and all that excitement. And the paddle centre itself are all thanks to two men who joined me here in studio in Tralee, and they're David O'Brien and Tim Dennehy. Lads, thanks for coming in. As I say, I know you're busy, so I appreciate your time.
Well, thanks for having us. Thanks really for having us. Yeah.
First off, congratulations on the launch. What you've achieved with it so far, it's gone really well by the sounds of it. There's a huge buzz around it and more talk of paddle probably in Kerry than there has been ever before. There's still that level of maybe air of confusion among some people what it is. Is it the same as tennis? Is it the same as pickleball? I know it's not. I'll confess I played once, so I'm not a total noob about the whole thing. But just catch us up first, maybe, David. What exactly is paddle and what it involves?
So paddle is essentially a mix between tennis and squash. It's the same scoring system as tennis, so 15, 30, 40 euro point systems. But the courts are a 20 metre by 10 metre doubles court. We also have 20 metre by 6 metre singles courts, but that are closed in with glass. So essentially the glass walls are in play. So when you're hitting the ball across to the person you're playing, the ball's allowed to bounce and hit the glass before you return. It just makes the sport a bit more easier to play, quicker to play, and adds an interesting element to it as well.
Yeah, super. And Tim, I know that you didn't just meet in the last few weeks and form a bond over your love of paddle. I know you've been friends for a long time. Can you tell us about the journey you've been on and how you came to set this up?
Yeah, no, look, we've been friends since school. We were both in the green here in Tralee. Both were in Cork and college together. We've always been the best of friends. We also have a Navo Cafe out in Fianna, so that was kind of our first venture. We've had a few more things, we say, behind the curtain since, but then this is the next thing which we have brought to the market. We both saw it. We were in Spain for the winter. We were putting the feet up in sunny Barcelona and falling over these courts. They were everywhere and they seemed to be booked out solid. And we were like, this could be a good one. Kerry's a mad sport county. It's just a matter of time before the next war comes along. So we said we might as well be the ones who bring it here.
Yeah, and I know that you have the place in Fianna as well. And Tim, was that much of a help when it came to creating this? Because in some ways they're so different, you know, a cafe to a sports activity centre. But did it help you maybe prepare for the kind of challenges you might face? Or how did you kind of think, geez, we know what we're doing now?
Absolutely. Once you get into any bit of a business, you start kind of learning basically how the world works. So being in one thing and kind of learning the nuances of everything means you're kind of not fazed by things that might be big and scary when it comes to money moving around or how does it all work, how the revenue work, all this kind of thing. So it's once you dip the toe into one thing, it's very easy to then just kind of slip line into something else as long as you have the head for it.
I think as well, the like having a cafe, it's a very social business. I mean, it's almost like a sober man's pub. You're talking to people throughout the day, you're hearing their problems, they're talking about the weather, all this, that and the other. So you kind of have to be very social in a cafe. And I think it applies well to this because paddle is a very social sport. That's why it's played mostly in doubles in Spain, and which is why we're trying to bring it here to Ireland. It kind of helps us then kind of greet customers when they come in and encourage them to pick up the racket, even if they might be a bit apprehensive about it, obviously, because it's brand new in the county. But there's definitely some aspects from running the cafe you can draw to this. Certainly helps anyway.
Yeah. And what kind of supports have you got along the way? And were there times, you know, when, geez, the challenge looked almost too much for you?
I mean, we've never been too afraid of a challenge, really. But we definitely have to thank Kerry County Council. They've been a good support of the sport in the county. And they, I think in their most recent meeting, they were, I think all the county councillors, particularly Councillor Tommy Cahill and the Healy Ray family, were very supportive of the development of paddle in the county. So we do want to give them a big thank you, and we look forward to kind of helping the sport grow and develop in the county over the next few years.
I think there was a small challenge made by Jackie as well. He wants to have a father-son paddle match between the Cahills and the Healy Ray. So we're going to really push to see if we can get
We want it known that we have not forgotten. So we want them boys in here into Kerry Paddle Centre. We want to settle the score with them. So
well, you've also another challenge there because you're going to need enough bleachers at the side of the court for the audience that'll bring.
We actually have them. We have two tier bleachers in between the courts.
Bleachers ready to go,
so we can accommodate the whole county into watching.
There, I'd say, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. We might have to do tickets at the door for that one.
Absolutely, yeah. And you've been open for around 10 days or so. You've had two weekends, the launch weekend obviously and the one just gone. How's it been for you and how's the reaction been?
I think the reaction's been fantastic. Even 10 days in, we're already seeing good groups of people coming in again and again and again. I think there's definitely four or five different groups of people that have been in almost every day. And we really have hit home with the students above in the MTU. A lot of lads, even on Saturday night there was a group of lads in between 10 and 11 p.m. saying that they chose to come to us over the pub, which is very encouraging to see. I know when I was in college, all I could think about was the pub. So if you're drawing lads away from that on a Saturday night, I think it's a huge compliment. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, no, it's the same. It's just, you can't get rid of them. I'm thinking, lads, have you nowhere else to go? Like they're in and out. They're loving it. And then in response to that, we're going to be setting up an MTU student tournament. The lads are already trying to take each other on, and the girls are trying to take each other on. So he said, we might as well give you a platform where you can really put your money where your mouth is, as we say, like, and actually take them on. So that'll be on the 4th of November. There's a big push on to now. I think it's already half filled the way up. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking to play, get onto the MTU and throw your name down for it.
Super. And I suppose when you speak to that, David, about it, people choosing it over the pub, it maybe speaks to a wider trend where young people seem to want wellness activities, they want fitness activities, whereas maybe before young people were associated with going out at the weekend or perhaps every night. But it's a clear sign that, you know, obviously paddle's accessible and it's as competitive as you want, but also it won't make you have a headache the next day and it won't pile on the calories. It's a nice healthy activity, which there seems to be a lot of demand for that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think as well now, because of the centre opening, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of things to do indoors in Kerry, especially in evenings and late evenings as well. And particularly like the weather we get here, we almost get 10 months of winter. So now we have an opportunity for people to do something fun at all hours of the day, and kind of keep them out of the pub. As much as I love the pub as well, like it's nice to do something different and kind of help yourself, help your mind, and have a bit of crack at the same time.
Yeah, and Tim, I know you've got some initiatives for people who are younger than pub going age as well for kids around here. Can you tell us a bit about that as well?
Yeah, it's not just for the students, or it's for all ages, from the oldest to the youngest. Especially for the youngest, we're going to be running Halloween midterm camps. We have our brilliant coach Pablo. Pablo's been over for 2 weeks with us now from Spain, so we have Pablo for at least for the year. He's going to be running a fantastic midterm camp. You can again get onto us through our Instagram, or if you can do our email, so info.kerrypaddlecentre@gmail.com, and we'd be happy to sign you up. It'd be something brilliant to throw the kids into, something new, something fun, something indoors, so they're not going to come home drenched wet. They'll come home wrecked, tired and delighted, looking to go back the next day.
Yeah, super. And how can people get involved themselves, listening in, saying, look, I want to give it a try? It's obviously very accessible. It's for all ages, as you say. How do they get involved, and is there anything they need to know beforehand, let's say, about how to play or anything?
Not particularly, no. I mean, you can follow us on at Kerry Paddle on Instagram, or you can sign up via the app on the App Store or on the kerrypaddle.ie website. We are currently running our first week of beginners courses. They filled up in the space of 3 or 4 days, I think. I think we're running 4 days of courses, morning and evening.
4 days of courses.
And they're all full at the moment. But we will be running another round of beginners courses after that 6-week program. As well as that, then we'll be running intermediates and stuff like that as people kind of improve at the sport. But if anyone is interested, feel free to call up to the centre. Just walk in, come in, have a coffee. We have complimentary tea and coffee there. Just come in, sit down, watch a few games, get a feel for it. And if we always tend to spot the people kind of sticking their head in the door, having a look, and we nab them straight away anyway, bring you onto the court and give you a rack and give you a feel for it, just to get you in and see how it goes.
Super, absolutely. Well, listen, lads, we're just about out of time, but again, thanks for coming in and congratulations on it so far, and best luck with it going forward.
Appreciate it.
Cheers.